Thank you so much. Right now it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Leslie from Naples, Florida.
Hey, how are things in Naples?
They're nice. Pretty mild right now, not too hot.
Yeah, of course. And what do you do there?
I'm in the profession formerly known as reporting.
I see. And so then what do you do for a living?
Well, I'm now what everyone calls a multimedia journalist. So I don't just write. I take photos. I do video, a little of everything.
Well, welcome to the show, Leslie. You're going to play the game in which you must tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Leslie's topic?
But I thought of it first.
The secret to making it in today's world is to come up with a fresh idea, no matter how ridiculous it seems. This week, we read about people fighting over an idea we're surprised anyone would claim. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories of intellectual theft. Your job, choose the real story. Do that and you'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine or voicemail. You ready to play?
Yeah.
First off, let's hear from Mo Rocca.
She doesn't dote, she doesn't tell stories, and she never hugs. She's America's worst grandmother, the newest reality show from NBC to premiere this March. Each week, six of the greedy granny's grandkids try to soften her stale muffin of a heart. If one of them can get her to give him or her a cookie, that kid wins. She sounds almost as awful as Fox's Nastiest Nana, a competing Bad Grandma reality series announced only 2 days later. The Peacock is crying foul and copyright infringement, but Fox's Mike Darnell is having none of it. Quote, "The shows are unrelated. That's because the Nastiest Nana makes NBC's grandma look like Mother Teresa. The Nastiest Nana has a cookie jar, yes, filled with black jelly beans. She needlepoints insults to her grandkids like, 'Happy birthday, fatso.' She even smells mean. Ours is definitely the bitchiest bubby, the evilest abuela, the most malevolent Mau Mau," says Darnell. A court will decide if Fox is the one being nasty.
The fight between reality shows, each with bad grandmas. Your next story of people fighting over a bad idea comes from Julia Sweeney.
To paraphrase the Beatles, "Look at all the homely people. Where do they all come from? And where can I find the one that's right for me?" 3 years ago, Joe Carson founded eSettle.com, a dating website for average to homely looking people. The service's slogan is, "On a level playing field, you can score more often." And it offers users the advantage of knowing that nobody they meet is going to be in a position to look down on them. He says, quote, "We usually get people after they've been on eHarmony or Match.com for a year or so, and they got run over by reality." This week, Carson sued Lisa Mount, founder of GreatPersonality.com, which calls itself, quote, "the dating site for people with more to offer than just good looks." Carson from eSettle says that Mount of Great Personality stole his idea, business methods, and is trolling for his unique customer base with a pop-up ad campaign that says, "Don't eSettle, eChange your priorities." The case will be heard by a court in San Francisco in May.
Two websites, each looking for the same not-so-very-attractive customer base. Your last story of an intellectual property dispute comes from Adam Felber.
What's not to like about Heartstopper Sports Grill, a heart attack-themed joint in Delray Beach, Florida, that features defibrillators on the wall, pill bottle salt and pepper shakers, and fun coronary-themed menu items like the 3-pound Heartstopper burger and the chili chest pain fries? What's not to love? Well, plenty if you're John Basso, owner of Chandler, Arizona's Heart Attack Grill. And he has filed a lawsuit to arrest operations of the Florida establishment. Quote, "Heart Attack Grill is the originator of the medically themed hamburger grill and restaurant," says Basso, whose restaurant features single and double bypass burgers and, like Heartstoppers, offers free food for customers over 350 pounds. But don't put the toe tag on Heartstoppers yet. Their attorney, Eric Lee, claims that his client's restaurant is more of a family-friendly sports bar cardiac arrest experience. For instance, their fishnet-clad waitresses in nurse outfits are not, quote, "required to dress in a provocative manner." Not like that other place. And this has, quote, "changed the clientele from the Hooters-type crowd to a family-type restaurant." This fig leaf appears to be the only vegetable matter involved with either restaurant in the dispute, which figures to be clogging the courts for the foreseeable future.
All right, then. One of these two battles is going on in the courtrooms of America. Is it from Moraka, America's Worst Grandmother versus The Nastiest Nana, two reality TV shows? From Julia Sweeney, eSettle versus GreatPersonality.com, two dating websites for ugly people? Or from Adam Felber, Heartstoppers versus The Heart Attack Grill, two cardiac arrest-themed restaurants? Which of these is the true story of an intellectual property fight in the news?
You know what? I can't help but go for the Heart Attack Grill Heartstoppers one.
Really? That's the one you think?
Yeah.
Okay. You're gonna choose that one, Adam's story of the two heart attack-themed restaurants fighting it out. Well, we actually spoke to somebody deeply involved in the actual dispute.
The lawsuit was filed at the end of January by Heart Attack Grill, attempting to seek an injunction to enjoin my client from utilizing its medically related theme.
That was Eric Lee, lawyer for the Heartstoppers Sports Grill in Delray Beach, Florida. Congratulations. You picked the real story. Well done. You've earned a point for Adam Felber, and you have, in fact, won our prize, Carl's Voice in Your Home, voicemail, answering machine, whatever else you got. Congratulations. Well done.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.